It's Friday, February 2nd, 2024, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A Bruce man killed in a multi-vehicle crash while trying to push his car from the road. Charges for a Rice Lake man and four others for a fatal motorcycle crash last August. Northern Chambers of Commerce asked for state assistance as a lack of snow impacts tourism. And fill your hunger and fundraise at Eats on Saturday. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A Bruce man trying to push his vehicle out of the road was killed in a multi-vehicle crash on Highway 8 near Ladysmith on Wednesday evening. Rusk County Sheriff Jeff Wallace said a Chevy Tahoe driven by 59-year-old Gregory Davis of Ladysmith was heading west and was slowing to make a turn near Townline Road when it was rear-ended by a Pontiac Grand Prix. The Grand Prix was disabled and had no working taillights. The driver, 35-year-old Kai Rasmussen of Bruce, and his passenger, 18-year-old Robert Murta of Ladysmith, attempted to push the vehicle out of the roadway. Moments later, a westbound Ford Escape driven by 62-year-old Mark Western of Cameron struck the Grand Prix, Rasmussen, and Murta. Rasmussen was killed. No injuries were reported for Murta and the other drivers. The crash remains under investigation by the Rusk County Sheriff's Office and Wisconsin State Patrol. Fire destroyed a commercial building in Birchwood early Thursday morning. Birchwood Fire Chief Ken George said his department was called out at 1:30 a.m. Thursday morning to the 900 block of Highway 48, finding a former repair shop half engulfed in flames with fire quickly spreading to the entire structure. Firefighters were on scene until 7:30 a.m. Thursday. There were no injuries. The 40 by 60 foot building currently housed a wood shop and was being used for storage. The building and its contents were a total loss, George said. The chief said a cause is not known at this time, but appears to be accidental. A Rice Lake man faces a hit-and-run charge from an August motorcycle crash that left one rider dead, and four others are charged for impeding officers' investigation of the incident. On Tuesday, 32-year-old Tyler J. Baker of Rice Lake was charged in Barron County Circuit Court with felony hit-and-run involving death and misdemeanor obstructing an officer, both with repeater modifiers. Charged with obstructing an officer are 32-year-old Dustin M. Puig of Cumberland and Rice Lake residents 31-year-old Brett Herdlicka, 31-year-old Bailey Basham, and 28-year-old Ashley R. Walton. Court records say the group of five and another rider, who was not charged, were riding with 37-year-old Charles Key of Rice Lake. The group was heading home from Good Time Saloon on August 19th when Baker said Key swerved and their bikes collided and crashed. Key was injured and later died at the hospital. After the crash, nearby witnesses said the riders fled the scene, with the exception of Walton, who remained. Charging documents say the defendants did not give correct information or downplayed their involvement in the crash when interviewed by police. A silver alert for a Minnesota man who may be in the Douglas County area. Authorities say 86-year-old Gerald Knapp of Askov, Minnesota, was last seen Sunday morning and suffers from dementia. He's described as a white male, 5 foot 5 inches tall, 160 pounds with blue eyes and white hair. He was driving a red 2020 Ford Escape with Minnesota plates FVP429. If located or if you have information, contact the Sheriff's Office in Pine County, Minnesota at 320-629-8380. A lack of snow this winter is hurting many Northwoods communities dependent on tourism. Raymond Newbert takes a look.
WXPR reports that several Northwoods communities have already lost over $6 million in revenue in December and January because snowmobile trails haven't opened. Now, chambers of commerce in seven counties are asking for state assistance to help keep businesses open. It's unclear when or how that assistance may make it up north, but leaders say they're worried that new businesses that don't have the capital base to make it through bad years might have to close their doors. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Support a local university foundation this weekend in Rice Lake. Amagonski with details.
The 15th EATS, Educational Assistance Through Scholarship, returns this Saturday, February 3rd from 6 to 9 p.m. at UW-Eau Claire-Barron County Campus in Rice Lake. Attendees will enjoy food and drink samples from area restaurants, caterers, bakers, and brewers, along with specialties from university faculty and staff. The night includes live and silent auctions, raffles, and music. The event serves as a fundraiser for the university foundation. Barb Ritzinger executive director, says the foundation supports students, faculty, and staff with things that taxpayer dollars, general purpose funding, don't cover.
We provide financial assistance to students. A lot of these funds help us create general purpose scholarship funds to make sure that every qualified applicant can get some funding. These funds also help support our campus cupboard, which is our on-campus food pantry. We also support Thursdays at the U, so all of the travel stipends and speaker honorariums for the fabulous lineup of speakers that we have every semester, that all comes from foundation funding. We also support our faculty and staff with professional development funding. All of those extras that aren't covered by tuition or aren't covered by the little bit of funding that we get from state funds, that's covered by the foundation.
Advanced tickets are $40 and available online only through the UW-Eau Claire-Barron County website, $50 at the door. I'm Amber Gonski.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.